5 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Good afternoon, Northern Colorado. Welcome into the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. And, of course, if you're getting out of your car, whatever, you know you can always carry us with you. Make sure you download the TuneIn app. It is free on our portion of it, and you can listen to KFKA anytime that you want and catch the whole show. We also have our podcast available at 1310kfk.com as well as theholeshow.com. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. If you want to get at us today, use that text line. Here's our Method Flow Products poll question. Is Jeff Linder going to be gone next year? Will Jeff Linder be the head coach of the Wyoming Cowboys next season? K-State's name, that's the big one that keeps coming up. Pay attention to that. Of course, with Bruce Weber resigning last week, he was there for 10 years. He had 5 NCAA tournaments and an Elite Eight run in 2018. He was 184 and 147 at K-State and finished atop the Big 12 standings twice in his time there. The big name to watch that keeps coming up is Wyoming's head coach, Jeff Linder, per CBS Sports. Baylor's assistant coach, Jerome Tang, and Drake's coach, Darian DeVries, is among the other name. But Jeff Linder, make no mistake about it, that's the first name popping up on the list. Well, listen, it's a little bit different. I would expect Wyoming today, maybe, to offer him more money. What is he making? Jades, give me some efforting music. I should have had this information. You know, there it is. Thank you. What is he? Because I mean, now you got Nico Medved making what? $1.1 million. $11 million would be good. That would be fantastic, wouldn't it? Jeff Linder is his salary. He signed that contract. It really gets out of control after a while, doesn't it? 5-year contract with a starting base salary of $225,000. It'd eventually go up to $245,000. So that's what he was doing at UNC. I'm so sorry. It went way up. 400-some thousand is what he's at. So you had Medved sitting at 700,000. So you gotta get Linder to that point at least. Man. So it's a big jump from UNC to Wyoming. But when you take your team to the big dance, now you gotta pay the man. You gotta get him rolling. Now, that contract initially, he was supposed to get incentives and all that stuff. So you know he got some of those. Is that going to be enough to keep a guy like Jeff Linder? I mean, what would you do? It's a way different situation than what we were talking about with Nico Medved. I fully believe Nico Medved's going to be with CSU for another 4 years at least now. Now, I know obviously he signed the long-term deal. We know that doesn't really mean everything in the world of college sports. But for Nico, for CSU, you got to think that they're feeling pretty good about him being there for the long haul. Fort Collins. You got maybe these guys are going to come back next year. He's got some young guys in waiting that could be pretty good. So if you're a Rams fan, you're feeling pretty good. Now, again, I'm not knocking Laramie or anything. I'm just saying, I mean, have you ever been there? Have you, Cheyenne, Laramie? I've not been to Wyoming much, but, you know, is it as cool as Colorado? Is it as cool as Fort Collins? There's some beautiful scenes there, don't get me wrong, but Fort Collins, it's kind of a happening place, isn't it? I mean, it's a growing area. Moby Arena's proved to be absolutely a difficult place to play. You're not getting that in Wyoming. You just aren't. We saw that, you know, yeah, they show out for the CSU game, but for the rest, they had a good showing in the Mountain West tournament. They traveled. Well, obviously this stems off the heels of Wyoming losing to Indiana last night. That was a tough way to end. Whew, turnovers, man. A lot of missed opportunities. You know, you wake up this morning and it's, you look back at the turnovers that this team has had, and yikes, that the turnovers they had last night. Boy, that was rough. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. Thank you, B-Rad. I saw that. Michigan has the highest chance of upsetting in the first round, according to ESPN. BPI, upset picks for every region available at ESPN, if you want to check that out. 64% say, 64% chance saying that Michigan upsets CSU tomorrow. We're going to have CSU assistant coach Ali Farokmanesh, great friend of the show. Nico Medved, he has been doing the media thing. We had him on last week. We're going to give him a little bit of a break. My guy John's like, hey, he needs some family time right now. So we're gonna honor that. We didn't push very hard. Ali Farokmanesh, though, yeah, sign me up. Let's talk to that guy. We'll get him on in the second hour. Also, we're gonna do something new. The Hype House. This is my last show of the week because tomorrow we are stepping aside gladly for March Madness. You're gonna have that first game, CSU Michigan. It's gonna be right here. So if you're out and about, you can't watch the game. You're not playing hooky. Then you can listen to March Madness on our tune in. Download tune in today, man. Or you can just go to 1310kfk.com. There's an opportunity for you. So that's going to be fun. We're going to do the Hype House. We're going to get pumped up, man. It's like a 5-minute spiel we're going to do. I want to hear from Rams fans on this. You can call in. Give me your take. Give me who you think's going to win, why the Rams are going to win, or why Michigan's going to win. Shoot me a text. I want to get into this. Something we're going to grow, and we're going to build this thing. Obviously, there's going to be big games all the time, whether that's CSU, or we got Nuggets, we got Avalanche, we got playoffs coming up for both teams. The Broncos, certainly we're going to be hyped up for this team now with Russell Wilson. So that's going to be a fun segment. I'm looking forward to it. Here's what we have today, man. We're loaded up. We got Mark Johnson coming up at 12:30. Buffs are out. I always wonder how you get up for games like that. You know, your goal is to go dancing. You think you might get there. You might have a chance. And then, no, you didn't go, but here's this secondary tournament. I think secondary tournaments are important for teams, for fans. I mean, that's kind of the way it is. Sorry. I think for UNC, absolutely, it's awesome that they're playing the CBI. No question about it. That's a great thing. For them. Am I extremely pumped about it? Yeah, I mean, we're going to carry it on KFK. I'll be listening Sunday. I'll be listening to Jerry Schimmel. But it's just different. So we will have that game for you Sunday in the midst of all of our March Madness coverage going on throughout the course of the weekend. It starts at 10 tomorrow, all of our coverage. So I'll jump on an hour, I believe, for NoCo Now. I'm filling in for Tanner for 1 hour. I'm talking all CSU. Go answer the poll question. Method Flow Products poll question of the day, available at thewholeshow.com. Is Jeff Linder going to be back next year? Obviously, the K-State situation has me thinking there's a darn good chance that he's not back. I mean, how much can you give him? Can you get him to what Nico Medved's done? Now, Medved's done more, but you could argue that Linder has done more in a short term. 2 years. It took him 2 short years. To go dancing. This is Coach Medved's 4th year, and they're in. I mean, it's not that big of a difference in the grand scheme of things, but if you're going to make the argument, you know, that Medved is one of the highest paid in the Mountain West, should Linder be in that territory? Noob says, yeah, it's cool in Wyoming. The wind doesn't stop blowing, makes the temperature drop and mask, and makes stuff go back inside and hide. It's windy there, correct? Listen. Personally, I've lived in Colorado my whole life. I love Colorado. I can see why Nico Medved would go, this is a place I can set down roots. I could be the Sonny Lubick of basketball here. It's a beautiful area. Downtown Fort Collins is thriving. I mean, it's fun. There's a lot of things that you can do. Moby Arena has proven to be an awesome place. Campus is alive and well for this team. For Wyoming, on the other hand, do they have cool areas like that? Is Fort Collins anything? Is anything in Wyoming close to the beauty and the uniqueness of Fort Collins? Probably not. Just going to go off the top of my head. You know, and then, again, you didn't fill the stands. This was the year to do it. Wyoming went dancing. I mean, it was the first round of four, whatever. That's quote-unquote dancing. You're going to get a banner that says they were participants in March Madness, correct? And yet, this was the year that you didn't fill the stands. Noob says, best thing about Wyoming is the world-famous The Den. I like how, is the world-famous The Den. Dude, The Den gets so much free press from us. I mean, it's just ridiculous. We talk about them all the time. Is that a reason to stay? We got to start doing a tracker here, like a ding, Jades, every like an over-under. Every day that we hit at least a mention of it. So give me a ding sound. Find a ding sound for me, because we already nailed it. Got it done. Nick, thank you, Noob. I don't want to miss a day. And you got to be creative in how you incorporate it into the show. And that's what Noob just did. I like that. We reward creativity. Eastside Chris worried, would Smiley move to Wyoming? I think, and I love Steve Smiley. Obviously, there's some work to do, though. You know, I think if anybody's looking to hire a guy like Smiley, you're certainly waiting. You want to see what he does next year. Because let's face it, I do think that Steve Smiley was one of the main reasons Dalen Kuntz came over here. But I want to see what UNC does next year. I want to see what Coach Smiley does next year. Because some of these guys, not all of them, but some of these guys were Linder guys. Obviously, Matt Johnson was there growing up with this program while Jeff Linder was there. That's the test. I fully think he can pass that test. I think Steve Smiley's a fantastic coach. But this is his first job. He's been with Linder. Here's what you should be worried about, he said, Chris. Here's what you should be worried about. If a Linder goes to K-State, wouldn't you say that the pool for coaches is a lot higher than obviously what you got at Wyoming? And could Coach Linder look at Steve Smiley and say, hey, I know you love being a head coach, but if I take a big job here, you want to come be my assistant and you're going to make more and, you know, you can move up the ranks that way. That's what I would worry about. Not necessarily Smiley's next head coaching job, because obviously Linder and Smiley are tight. That's what I would be a bit concerned with. 18 minutes after the hour. Check out the poll question today. Thanks to Method Flow Products. Will Jeff Linder be back with Wyoming next year? Go vote at theholeshow.com. 66% of the Hooligans say no. He's going to be gone. Well, 33% say yes. All right, 19 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break. Let me tell you about On the Rocks Liquor. Got our game beer of the week. This one's from Breckenridge Brewing. It's a vanilla porter. You can pick up selections from Breckenridge or any of your favorite adult beverages. Use the drive-thru. They're open until midnight. They also got that free wine tasting going on this Friday from 4 to 7 with selections from Greg Norman Vineyards. So check that out at On the Rocks Liquor. 19 minutes after the hour. Short break coming up. When we come back, let's take a look at the latest in the free agency world. The Broncos are quietly building a very solid, well-balanced team. Has your expectations changed a little bit, even since the signing of Russell Wilson? So we'll talk about that on the other side. Also, we'll get Mark Johnson, talk some Buffs with us. What's the future look like for Colorado? All that and more on The Whole Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Unwind with a good afternoon guy, Brian Gary, weekdays at 3 p.m. on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, it's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA. We'll be right back.
25 minutes after the hour. Welcome back into the show. It's a whole show powered by PDC Energy. Glad you could be with us here. There's a lot of stuff going on right now. This is a crazy time of year. I don't remember it being this busy. But here we are, and you got big game coming up tomorrow between Colorado State and the Michigan Wolverines. And I did see that story. Big story of the day, perhaps. Big story of the day, presented by FMS Bank, banking made simple. Devontae Jones officially out for Michigan's game against Colorado State. Got this news this morning for the second year in a row. Of course, Michigan's heading into the NCAA tournament. However, the excitement has been tempered a little bit because now Devontae Jones is not making the trip. They had the same situation happen last year. They had Isaiah Livers had a broken foot. Now it's hitting them again. According to Coach Juwan Howard, something happened in practice. When he was driving to the basket, he got elbowed in the nose and now in concussion protocol. Yikes. So what does that mean for the Rams? I felt pretty good about Colorado State winning tomorrow, but now I feel really good about it. What do you guys think? It's crazy news. Absolutely crazy. I mean, and then meanwhile, you have the NFL side of things. How about what's happening with Cleveland? Quarterback Baker Mayfield posts a message thanking Cleveland fans on the same day Browns brass meet with Deshaun Watson. Jake Trotter of ESPN posted the story, followed up on what Mayfield had to write. The Browns are making a push to get Deshaun Watson, hoping that he'll be their future quarterback. Baker Mayfield posted this on his Instagram account. With many uncertainties here, here is where my head and heart is. He went into it. The past 4 years have been nothing short of truly life-changing since I heard my name called in the draft to go to Cleveland. This is not a message with hidden meaning. This is strictly to thank the city of Cleveland for embracing me and my family. We have made many memories and shared growth in the process through all the ups and downs. It's weird. I was thinking about this. And again, that'll be interesting to see. I mean, you're going to be Baker Mayfield. You go from Cleveland. I think the expectations have been that you got to be a consistent playoff team, and they certainly haven't done that. Well, now you go to Houston. There's no expectations there. If that's the case, if that's what happens. But the thing in the back of my mind is this. All this news about Deshaun Watson and the next quarterback and all that. I mean, aren't you happy that the Broncos are not in this discussion? They have their guy. There's no debate. Listen, you guys knew my thoughts on Drew Lock and all that stuff, but at the end of the day, the debate is over. It's done. Russell Wilson's the guy. And we don't have to talk about, you know, what they should do, trading everything to get this, a certain guy. We don't have to do that anymore because the Broncos have their guy in Russell Wilson. But the NFL is just going nuts right now. And even, you know, even with the Broncos, they are constantly making big things happen. How about this one? Chandler Jones. He's going to the Raiders. Wow. Chandler Jones going to the AFC West, going to the Raiders. So Broncos didn't get him. They got Randy Gregory. The Raiders are going. So you got the Chargers with an elite pass rush. Now you got the Raiders building onto theirs. This AFC West is going to be nuts. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. There is going to be a press conference at 2 o'clock today with George Payton, Nathaniel Hackett, and a special guest. Who do you think that special guest is? Probably going to be hearing from Mr. Unlimited, Russell Wilson. So the Broncos are certainly making splashes. A couple of sad things, though. Obviously, that was a rough one. Not getting Chandler Jones. I know Randy Gregory. People are talking about that. Saying that's a fine move. I liked what Zach had to say yesterday, though. He said if you sign Chandler or Vaughn, you are paying for pass production, not for what you think they're going to do for pass production. And that is where the Broncos got in trouble with Vaughn Miller. Dixon will love to hear that, our arch nemesis of the show. The Broncos paid Vaughn based on what he did, not what they thought he could do. Well, maybe. I mean, it depends on who you ask. But that's he made his money because of what he did in the playoffs, because of what he did in the Super Bowl. John Elway did not want to lose him. Randy Gregory's a guy that can get to the quarterback, as Zach pointed out. He just can't complete the play. So he's getting $14 million a year. He's going to have to turn those pressures into sacks to make it all worth it. That's what Zach told us yesterday. So on one end, you look on paper and you go, well, Chandler and Vaughn, those were the obvious choices. Vaughn, because, you know, he's the fan favorite. And Chandler, because, you know, he's big name, one of the better pass rushers in the league. His numbers have been amazing. But they're looking at Randy Gregory saying, hey, we think you could be better. We believe in you. We believe that, you know, you'll get there. You're going to get to the point where you're getting to the quarterback and you're actually completing those plays. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Zach posting this out, too, moments ago that with the Bills situation, running back J.D. McKissick, who intended to sign a two-year, $7 million deal with the Bills, changed his mind. He's returning to Washington for the same money. Buffalo's name is now popping up for Melvin Gordon. Buffalo's looking to add to their running back crew. I mean, they were, I believe they were in talks about trading for Christian McCaffrey. Well, they go out and get a guy like Gordon. Gordon's was very solid last year. I'd love to see him back with Denver, but I don't think it's going to be happening. All right, 32 minutes after the hour. We'll switch gears here for a bit. We're going to talk to Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. The Buffs are done. And, of course, you're getting people chirping. We'll talk to Mark about that coming up in just a moment. 32 minutes after the hour, let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Hey, what's going on? This is Justin Adams with CBS 4 down in Denver, Colorado. And you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KSKA.
Thirty-seven minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Reminder: it's our last show for the week. We got KFK is going to be going wall to wall coverage of all things March Madness beginning at 10 o'clock tomorrow. So we're looking forward to that. Joining us now on our First Advantage Hotline, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, Mark Johnson. Mark, my friend, rough way to go out for the Buffaloes. They lose in that first round, 76-68. Ultimately, just kind of wanted to gauge your reaction and your thoughts on the end of the season for the Buffs.
Well, I'm here right now at the indoor practice facility at the NFL Pro Day for the Buffaloes. Let's go and talk about that. What do you think?
I think that's a great idea. I think we should. It's time to turn the page, right? That's what we need to do.
Now, listen, that was disappointing last night. And, you know, the Buffs didn't play a lick of defense all night long. They were up by 3 at the half because they were shooting the lights out early on. And as that game wore on, I kept thinking to myself, this thing going to turn out well because, you know, St. Bonaventure, that starting five they had. They had, I think it's a 23-year-old, a couple of 22-year-olds. I mean, those guys were all very old players and very good players, by the way. And with that kind of experience, they came in here. They weren't intimidated by anything, and they had a little swagger to them. And as that game wore on and the Colorado Buffaloes were just trading buckets with St. Bonaventure, I remember about that first media timeout, the 16-minute timeout, I thought, I don't like the feel of this at all. And that's even after the Buffs up by 3 at the half came out in a 7-0 run and went up by 10 points. Didn't seem to faze St. Bonaventure at all. And so, disappointing. Now, here's the thing about it. You do see that happen in the NIT on occasion. When, you know, a school is kind of in that bubble area and they don't get in there, and you know, you can see it really affect teams. And I'm not saying the Buffs didn't want to be there, but I don't think that was an inspired Colorado basketball team. I stand as disappointed after a 21-win season.
How difficult is that, though, Mark? Because, you know, you're playing throughout the course of the season, and, you know, no matter what we said about their chances of getting into the big dance, that's your goal. That's always kind of the goal, is to get into the big dance. Then you don't. I always, you know, and I know these guys, they're born to play basketball. They're born to coach basketball. But still, there's got to be that aspect of that letdown factor, and now you got to go back, you got to dig deep, and you got to get yourself back up for a secondary tournament, so to speak.
Yeah, well, without question, and Brady, think about it. We've seen a change now. What the net has done is change college basketball, because traditionally in college hoops, you're from a Power 5 conference. You finished in the top four. You've got over 20 wins. You were 7-1 down the stretch, including the tournament, 8 out of 10 down the stretch. You're an NCAA tournament team. I mean, that was unquestioned for many, many years. And so for Colorado to put together that resume, what traditionally is just a no-brainer, you're going to be in the dance, and not get in the dance, that hits hard. It really does. And so, it's very disappointing. And, Ted was upset last night, as he should be. His team did not play well defensively whatsoever. And they got beat by a veteran basketball team. And it's very disappointing, and that's going to light a fire on these young guys now. You lose Evan Batty, obviously. He was the only senior that was really playing down the stretch. And we'll see what happens with Jabari Walker in terms of his career. He's going to plan to jump to the NBA and potentially be a first-round draft pick. But whatever that group looks like coming back, it's talented. You get a lot of guys back from injury. They lost four guys to injury this season. Two of those freshmen, in fact, the most highly regarded freshman that top 15 recruiting class, didn't play a minute, that being Quincy Allen. And you got a couple of big-time recruits coming in, and I wouldn't be shocked if Colorado maybe looked at the transfer portal to maybe fill a hole because they've got a scholarship in hand right now. So it'll be interesting to see what happens moving forward.
Yeah, some big questions. What's your gut tell you on Jabari Walker? I know that's the big discussion surrounding the Buffs on the basketball side of things.
My guess is he's gone. And I say that based on nothing that I know. It's not like Jabari's confided to me because he certainly has not. But when we were in Vegas, I spent some time talking to his father, Sabaki Walker, and his mother was there as well. They're both, I think, very much the idea that he should go. And so that's why I said, I guess, I think that's where the odds are leading right now, that he probably jumps. I don't follow the NBA, terribly closely. My partner, Scott Wilkie, played for so many years, and he's got so many buddies of his that are scouts in the NBA. He plays a lot of attention to it and talks to a lot of his buddies out there. And I know he was telling me that through the month of February, when Jabari was on that phenomenal run of double-doubles, playing at an extremely high level, that he was his grade was moving up considerably. When you look at him, Brady, he's the prototype. He's 6'9", 6'10", moves well, shoots the ball very well, very strong, handles the basketball pretty well. So he fits the prototype of what they like. That's my guess anyways, that he'll probably jump. But, maybe he'll surprise me, and I'll be extremely happy if he does. But my guess is he's probably heading to the NBA.
Well, and if that's the case, I mean, like you said, there's still a lot of talent on this team, and for the most part, young group of guys.
No, without question. And like I mentioned, Quincy Allen, I mean, he's a pogo stick. I mean, that dude, the other day, he's just been allowed to go full go here the last couple of weeks. He had a play in practice the other day where, throws it to himself off the backboard and then throws it down over the top of some of the bigs for Colorado. I mean, he is a very – they don't hand out those 4 and 5 stars very often, but when they do, those guys are usually pretty impressive. He's one of them. We didn't see Javon Ruffin all season long, who's a great shooter. What we saw from Lawson Lovering, obviously he's got some room to grow, but he got hurt and you lose him, and I think he's a guy that's got a huge upside. And so, there's just a lot of things we didn't see this year. I thought it was a phenomenal job coaching by Dad Boyle. I mean, when you look at what they went through and what they lost and still to do what they did, and that team got better and better and better. You knock off the number 2 team in America, gave number 2 Arizona everything they wanted, the Pac-12 semifinals. I mean, there's a lot of talent on that team and reason to be real excited about where it is moving forward.
Yeah, and you're 100% right about Tad Boyle. I mean, I did not expect this team to go to March Madness, Mark. I mean, the fact that they got that close is still pretty miraculous to me personally. You and I have these conversations from time to time. I was pretty floored. I saw some Denver media going at it saying these are the expectations every year. Got to go to March Madness. That is so unrealistic. Again, you have to have time to turn over. You have to have new guys coming in to fill in spots. And again, I thought this would be a down year for CU. It wasn't a down year at all.
Right.
You've said this a million times to me before. You're not going to get anybody better than Tad Boyle to come coach for Colorado. So let's put that argument away. I thought the Buffs overachieved this season, to be honest, Mark.
They were fantastic. And I got stopped by folks after the Arizona game in Las Vegas as I was heading back to the hotel. And, listen, fans, they knee-jerk react. And they see with their hearts, not with their eyes. And, some of the comments I had were literally ridiculous in terms of I look at everyone and say, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And, again, I've got a little bit different perspective, buddy, because of who I've worked with
in
the past. I've worked around Jim Boeheim. I've worked around Gene Kitty. I've worked around Kevin Stallings. I've worked around Bobby Knight. I've been around them. T- Dan Boyle is equal to any of them as a coach. And I've said this many times. He's a much finer human being on top of it. Okay? And so, listen, if you know, I said to one fan as he stopped me and was really going crazy, I said, okay, do you want Dan to cheat? Well, no, I don't want to win. Do you want him to cheat? That's what I'm asking you. Because I hate to burst your bubble. I hate to tell you that, you know, that, you know, the fairy tale isn't real. But there's a reason the FBI was investigating all the top programs in America, okay? Now, it's an enormous drop of the ball by the NCAA, the fact that they've done nothing with them. That was, if you saw what Bruce Weber's comments were after he resigned just a few days ago, he was just insinuating the same thing I am. There's an enormous amount of cheating going on. It's getting worse with NIL right now. So if you want to be in that group, you better be willing to understand that you're going to deal with the negative aspects of that as well. But Ted Boyle does it right. He's always done it right. I'm in the middle of this thing, and I, you know, previous stops of mine, I saw stuff that was going on that was not above board. That does not happen with Ted Boyle, and he wins at an exceptionally high level. And I can tell you this, all the coaches I've dealt with over the years and I still maintain contact with and talk to on a regular basis, they have got enormous respect. When he took this job, it was a thought to be, in fact, Bobby Knight told Jeff Bezdelic when he took this job, you were crazy to take that job. That is a career killer. You can't win at the University of Colorado. What has Ted Boyle done in 12 years? Averaging over 20 wins a year, goes to the postseason essentially every. He's gone to the postseason every year but one, for goodness sakes. And so I just think that people need to step back and take the emotion out of it and really look at what they've got here. And he's done a phenomenal job. And I was just talking with some reporters out here at Pro Day about this very thing, and one of them said to me, you know, the thing about it is the needle's still pointed up on this thing. It's getting better and better. His recruiting classes are getting better. What they're doing every year is getting better every year. And you want to mess with that? What, are you kidding me? I mean, you better be enjoying this right now because, you know, he's going to have one of those runs. At some point, it's going to happen. As talented as these teams are, he's going to have a run where they get to the second weekend, the Sweet 16 or the Elite Eight or something like that. It's going to happen. And then you know, your critique points will be down essentially nothing with Ted Boyle.
Yeah, it's what I just don't understand the expectations. I mean, everybody in the Pac-12 wants to go to March Madness. Everybody does. Every team wants to go there. Somebody's not going to get there. And again, to just expect that and say, well, these are the expectations. Well, Tad has also been the guy to raise those expectations. So if you're putting the pressure on Tad and saying he's got to go, then say goodbye to those March Madness expectations.
Well, and here's the other thing. Part of this is not only what Colorado did or didn't do. Part of this is a failure by the conference, because with what Oregon State did this season, being one of the worst teams in America, with what Utah did this season, having a very poor record, those kind of games then begin to pull down your net numbers, which is what they base, allegedly, what they base their at-large bids on, okay? I mean, think of this for a second. Colorado beat Oregon in the Pac-12 quarterfinals, and because Colorado beat them, Oregon's net number dropped from 75 to 76, which then took a quad one win away from Colorado. So think about that for a second.
Yeah.
So the league hurt itself by doing this, by how bad the bottom half of the league was. The top half of the league was pretty darn good. The bottom half of the league was atrocious. And so they really ended up hurting themselves as a league. And then that, you know, if the bottom half of the league had been better and Colorado finishes up with 12 wins, the Buffs are in the NCAA tournament. So this isn't just a, you know, what Colorado did. There's a league aspect of this that's a huge impact on what's happening as well.
No doubt about it. Well said, as always, Mark, my friend. Well, we'll look to see what happens. You know, we'll be following along to see what this Buffs team, you know, Jabari Walker, certainly very interesting to see his side of the story. But either way, I mean, if he does go, then there you go. I mean, that's more representation in the NBA. And again, another feather in the cap of Tad Boyle.
Exactly. He continues to send guys to the NBA. You've got Spencer Dinwiddie and Derek White are playing at a very, very high level right now. George King's been up and down. McKinley Wright's been up and down. A lot of NBA representation out there for the Buffaloes, and Tad's done a great job in that regard. So before we get done, do you want to know how many times I did 225 for Pro Day today?
I would like to know that, yeah.
You know what? I think I'll save that for next week. Nate Lamon did 20 today, by the way.
Oh,
even though he had a bad shoulder a while back, so he did very, very well. Kari Kuch did 29. I think Mustafa Johnson did 29. And I'm trying to remember, Kari Kuch at 310 pounds, whatever he is, had like a 33-inch vertical leap, too. So pretty fun sitting out here watching these guys work out for the NFL scouts today.
I mean, it is pretty cool, right? I mean, to watch that. And these guys are just pushing up crazy weight. I mean, that's got to be pretty miraculous.
Oh, without question, yeah. And, you know, when they get there, those 220, you know, all they do is 225. And so for these guys, that's a walk in the park. But, yeah, pretty impressive here today with what they have done. And there's probably some guys made a little bit of money out here today.
Yeah. Well, Mark, enjoy, man. I'll be looking out for the latest on that side of things, too. I know it's an exciting time for a lot of Colorado Buffaloes.
You bet. All right.
All right, my man. There's Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffs. I got Proda. How many times can you do 225, Jades? Have you ever bench pressed 225 pounds before? Not much of a, you know? I don't know that I have ever bench pressed 225. Maybe. And that would have been my freshman year in college. That was when I was actually, I didn't lift weights that much when I played football. It was after I got done with sports that I started lifting weights. 10 minutes left in the hour. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, let's talk about those Nuggets. What's the word on Michael Porter Jr. and Jamal Murray? I haven't heard anything the last couple of days. We are going to get Chris Dempsey on to talk about it. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We'll be right back. It's Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Get the insight you need before making that pick. Listen to Betting Across America with former Buff Mike Pritchard, weekdays at 2 on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Christopher Dempsey, your Nuggets insider from Altitude Sports, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. Just 5 minutes left here in this first hour. We got Chris Dempsey of Altitude TV coming up next to talk about Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr. We're also going to catch up with CSU basketball assistant coach Ali Farokmanesh. They're getting set for Michigan tomorrow morning. Here's a little heads up for you, folks. 10:15. Now, I know you're going to be listening on KFK throughout the day, but I do want to give you a hint. We're going to be going to the GOAT tomorrow to watch. They're opening early. The Go is opening early. Normally they open at 11 o'clock. They are opening at 10 so that you can get in there and watch Colorado State and Michigan go at it. So I'm going to be stopping by there. The kitchen's still going to open at 11. So if you're planning on doing lunch and all that, you know, you're still going to wait until 11. The kitchen will open, but you can stop by. I'm going out there. It's going to be a great time. The GOAT is becoming the hub, the hangout of the Hooligans. So I want you guys coming out there, hanging out with us. Love it. Love meeting you guys. It was so much fun on Monday. We're going to be watching the game out there tomorrow at 10. So please stop by the GOAT, man. If you can play some hooky, I'll sign the doctor's note for you. No problem. Eastside Chris. Brady, that was very thoughtful on Linder and Smiley on the move together. You are given one question at the Russell Wilson presser. Yeah, I won't be there. What happened with the crazy play at the end of the Super Bowl with New England? Yeah, I don't think I would do that. I'm not going back there with that. With Russ, I mean, it's all positive vibes right now. Here's Noob. Where will Baker live now? He can't live in Brown Stadium anymore. Yeah, there goes all those ads. That sucks, doesn't it? Dang. That's the biggest tragedy in all this. All right, get the fingers ready to go. I got a Cables gift card, $25 gift card to Cables. Cables is also doing something cool, folks. They've sponsored our Bodie Hume segment each and every week, but they're throwing in $100 on our bracket challenge. So many people are in. So if you get fourth place, $100 gift card. Most of you guys won't win that. Only one will. Here's your chance to win a $25 gift card to Cables. Let's go caller number three. On the First Advantage hotline, caller number three, you're getting a $25 gift card to Cables Pub and Grill, Bodie Hume's favorite restaurant. We'll be right back. It's The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy.